Thank you very much. Thank you very much for those comprehensive comments and insights, Tulia. I think you also preemptively answered a question I had for you, which goes to show how all-encompassing what you said was. And I was particularly struck by, and I'm paraphrasing here, what you were saying about, you know, for businesses and investors alike, you can't just simply will away a problem, right? You can't ignore that the problem exists. It just doesn't make it go away. In fact, it'll make things worse. And I think you also made that important point about how, indeed, in the renewable energy sector, not many renewable energy companies have a policy or even a policy statement on Indigenous peoples and their rights. So plenty of food for thought for us to go off on there. Let me circle back now to you, Ibo, and also to you, Edward, and Antonina. You've already touched on what kind of steps can be taken in order to address the challenges that your communities face and that you've been seeing from Indigenous communities as part of MRIP, Antonina, that's right. And I wondered whether you were able to share in terms of the smart mix of measures, what needs to be put in place in your respective countries in order to see the rights of Indigenous peoples protected and respected? Are voluntary measures enough? What kind of measures do we actually need to have? Over to you first, Ibo.
Yes.